As we just heard, the anthrax bacteria mailed to NBC in New York and to Senator Tom Daschle's office in Washington were sent through a post office near Trenton, New Jersey. The investigative arm of the Postal Service is expected to play a key role in this probe, but as NPR's Eric Westerveld reports, there's a limit to how much the service can do.
Right now, investigators with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service are working with the FBI to trace the source of the anthrax letters. They've added heightened security measures to counter a threat which seems just a postage stamp away from spreading more terror. The Postal Service is creating a task force to re-examine mail security and biohazard safeguards, and they'll soon send out word to more than 135 million homes and businesses warning of possible biological hazards in the mail. Postal Inspector Tony Esposito spoke outside the mail center near Trenton, New Jersey, where two anthrax-tainted letters came through September 18th.
The Postal Inspection Service has a long, proud, and successful tradition of protecting the American public from those criminals who would use the U.S. mails to either defraud or otherwise endanger the American public.
That may be, but some former and current postal investigators say it will be extremely hard to catch determined criminals who use one of the world's largest postal systems as a tool of terror. Former Postal Inspector Tony Mulyat worked the case of mail bomber Ted Kaczynski for 11 years.
Unfortunately, they don't have the necessary equipment to detect these envelopes containing this contaminated anthrax, and there are so many pieces of mail being delivered on a daily basis, some are going to fall through the cracks. It's just, that's how it is.
For example, investigators are trying to pinpoint exactly where the letters were dropped, but all mail is sent through regional processing centers, which get hundreds of thousands of letters a day. And as police learned in the Unabomber case, the criminal doesn't usually use his neighborhood post office. Kaczynski lived in Montana and sent most bombs from Northern California. In the wake of Kaczynski's 17-year crime spree, the Postal Service successfully cracked down on explosives in the mail. Any package weighing more than a pound must now be handed directly to a postal clerk. No more anonymous packages dropped in mailboxes. Any suspicious or unmarked boxes are inspected or returned to the sender. But the Postal Service only gets about a dozen mail bomb cases a year, and outside of packages, there have been relatively few security measures implemented for the some 600 million pieces of mail sent every day. New York City Postal Inspector Peter Nash admits there are serious limitations, especially when it comes to bioterrorism.
The short answer is there's very little you can do as far as screening mail. I'm often asked if we're x-raying mail, and I usually ask the question right back, what are we looking for? What does anthrax look like when it's x-rayed? And the short answer is nobody knows.
Federal inspectors are examining any fingerprints off the NBC and Tom Daschle letters, and they hope to lift DNA samples from any saliva found on the seals. Inspector Nash has seen some of the content of the threatening anthrax-laced letters. While he won't talk about specific leads in the case, he says confidently that the person or people responsible will be caught through old-fashioned shoe-leather investigative work. FBI Director Robert Mueller today said the Trenton letters had similar handwriting, but retired Inspector Mulyat says he knows from experience those kinds of leads can often lead nowhere.
If you don't have handwriting exemplars from possible suspects that you think are responsible, then what good are the handwriting exemplars? If you don't have something or someone to compare them with, unless they have a list of these terrorists with some form of handwriting that might be available to compare it with.
Meantime, while FBI officials won't rule out a direct link to the September 11th attacks, Mulyat, for his part, is convinced that the anthrax scare is the work of a coordinated group.
It's a gut feeling. When I worked the Unabomber case, I started to think like Ted Kaczynski did after working it for 11 years, and you have to kind of put yourself into the position of the individual you're trying to arrest or to locate and to identify. You start to have to think that way. This is not routine investigations. Routine investigative techniques now go right out the door. You got to come up with something new, different.
Mulyat and current inspectors admit that what they also really need is a bit of luck. After all, despite years of creative investigative work, the big break in the Unabomber case came when Kaczynski's brother picked up the phone and called the FBI. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, New York.